How are you? Good to see you.
Recently, we were buzzed into a beautiful old church in Brookline, Massachusetts, converted into living space. One of the occupants, Argentinian-born composer Osvaldo Golahov.
Let's explore. Show me what you have.
Osvaldo is meeting with some members of the Silk Road Ensemble to work through a piece they've been workshopping since 2017. This is Osvaldo's musical interpretation of Israeli author David Grossman's soul-piercing 2014 novel, Falling Out of Time, about a couple grieving the death of a child. The father, made crazy by his sadness, he says he must walk to where the child is. The mother knows that's impossible. She watches from a belfry as he walks in circles around the town. Members of the community who've lost children join him, a pilgrimage to nowhere. You happen to live in a church that's been converted to.
Yeah.
Does that add to this? Because it feels sacred.
I think there are 100 years of people having prayed here. Those vibrations stay.
Utan, what does it sound like when you say something into the microphone?
Ba.
It's too loud.
Ba.
That's Silk Road's Jeremy Flower working on computerized feedback of Wu Tong, who sings largely in Hebrew the part of the father.
I mean, we were going to try for the very, very first time one of the crazier numbers. Wu Tong, do you want to just try it? The father is already in the hills around the town, and he plays. It's almost like a children's game. So the father is so crazy at that time that he thinks, okay, as long as I don't blink, I can empty my body, and my son, he can use my body as a house, and he can live the life that he didn't live.
Bo. Bo.
And he says, come, come. He's bo, bo, bo. Come, son, come, come. Come and live for me and love and betray and be betrayed and be brave and touch a woman and touch the head of a newborn baby unborn to you. And then he says, come, come, come. My eyelids are trembling. And then he says, no, don't come, because I don't want you to see with my own eyes what happened to you. And that's how it ends, the first half. That's only one part. One number. But we'll see. We are trying to find it. Biela will be the wife in the piece.
Biela is Biela da Costa, the acclaimed Venezuelan singer. As the wife, she grieves the loss of her son and her walking husband.
It's a different kind of pain, and we are trying to figure it out. There is a lot of melismas, which means like wailing music, right? And we are trying to find the sound for it. She's been getting music day by day. Anyways, but do you want to try some?
Bueno, melisma, es que no lo tengo listo.
Just me on the piano?
Okay.
This is, to me, the most important moment of the piece. What happens is there is this tremendous tension between the husband and the wife, where the husband says, come with me. And she says, no, I would go with you to the end of the world, but I cannot go there because there doesn't exist. I beg you, don't go. Don't get out of the circle of light. Don't come. Come back. Come back to me. Come back to us. And at the same time that the husband is singing, you were right, wife, there is no there. The wife will say, go now, go now. She encourages him. She says, go now, be like him. There will be peace for you and for him. Do you want to, let's go there, go now. Go now, eh?
Would run from this depth of emotion. I understand you got a few pages in the book and you said, I have to do it.
Yeah, and of course, once I actually did start doing it, I wanted to run away, but it was too late. But how can this be compared to the people that have lived through this? And I personally know, I'm dedicating the piece to 7 couples that I know who lost children, and this is incredible. I mean, this one thing that David made me aware of is that there is not in Hebrew and not in English and not in Spanish, not a one word that describes this.
Let Vejid melo.
You cannot say widow, widower, orphan. This, you have to say what, bereaved parent. It's, you know, even language fears.
So where language fails, music steps in.
This is almost like an anti-requiem, right? I think a requiem implies acceptance. This father that walks, that keeps walking, is refusal to accept. This illusion that as long as I'm walking, I'm in motion, this particular boy is alive. It's a limping walk, and that took me a while to figure out. Musically speaking, it's very simple. That's a regular walk. I do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you mind if
no,
we...
No, fasten it.
So it's really...
While you're bringing this up on the computer, I have to say that you're feeling your music physically.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's what I always try to tell my students, that they teach you a lot about the pitch and the rhythms, right? But the music that I feel I came to the world to do comes from something that comes before music. Here will come the walk. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. Now Wotan will come with the voice.
We huddle around computers, playing back demos, picturing a father limping in circles.
Here is just, you know, 1 foot lightly lifts from the earth, the other, and we are all walking together and nobody knows who is carrying whom.
How do you feel about your piece, Osvaldo Golahov?
I feel that I got this one.
You know? Exactly.
I mean, in every piece where I got it, I felt it. And where I didn't get it, I also knew that I didn't get it. There is not that thing in my sternum or in my stomach, however, but I know when. And here, what I wanted to find, I found.
1 week later, Osvaldo Golahov and the full 13-member Silk Road Ensemble, musicians from around the world, premiere Falling Out of Time at College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, where Osvaldo is a professor. Osvaldo tells me that years before David Grossman's book, he met a Jewish man in Israel named Ishtok Frankenthal, who lost a child in the conflicts there, and brought together Israelis and Palestinians who'd lost children.
And he told me the story of a man who had lost his son, and he would sleep on the grave of his son. Yitzhak decided that what he would do was to accompany this man, to just sleep with him until the man was able to leave the cemetery and go back to his home. And so that stayed with me. This idea of the father that loses a child and says, I have to go there. I also, with my music, have to go there.
Leah Hager-Cohen writes sort of a synopsis of the piece. And she pointed out, like the man Yitzhak Frankenthal, who goes to sit with the grieving father, like the townspeople who join the father and walk in circles, that you do the same thing. You accompany Grossman. And in turn, you reach out to the Silk Road Ensemble. They join this mm-hmm. group. You're all doing all that we... There's the only thing you can do when somebody's had this loss is accompany them.
Right, right. That's what community is. And just be there. You don't have to say anything. But perhaps the only way of saying, please stay alive, you know. Near the end, after the realization that it is impossible to go, quote-unquote, there, to touch again what is gone, the voice of a boy appears. And the boy sings a lullaby to his parents. The boy sings, there is breath inside the pain.
the dead child is singing to his own parents. I cannot think of anything more more terrifying in a way and more beautiful.
Yes, Nashima.